Today, California begins its effort to help slow down the warming of the earth. Businesses have to get a permit from now on if they emit greenhouse gases. Some of those permits will be auctioned off today. Businesses can use those permits or sell them to other businesses that need them. Pollution is capped, then you can trade the right to pollute, cap and trade. Through this cap and trade concept, the state is putting a price on polluting, and it's a gamble. For the plan to work, a greener economy needs to take hold. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on California's climate experiment.
Dan Kamen, an energy expert at the University of California at Berkeley, helped write the climate law. He says it will require businesses to be more energy efficient, and that will entail some pain.
The way we say it, we squeezed lemon a little bit, and we're going to need to squeeze efficiency very strongly. We're going to have to really ratchet down. But at the same time, the global stock of low power electronics and boilers and generators is actually ramping up.
Many of those low-energy products are made abroad, but the state hopes to use money from its auction to lure green business entrepreneurs to California. People like Mike Hart. Hart has set up shop in a big warehouse at a mothballed Air Force base near Sacramento. His company, Sierra Energy, is testing a reactor that makes fuel. He shows me a row of buckets filled with the stuff he makes the fuel from.
This is garbage we're talking about here.
Bottle caps, broken glass, copper pieces, mixed plastics. Walnut shells is an example of biomass. Different sorts of shredded metal that can be recovered and melted.
Engineers pour this trash into a black steel reactor vessel about the size of a telephone booth. They add some oxygen and steam, and the trash undergoes a chemical reaction. What comes out is synthetic gas, or syngas. It can then be turned into a low-carbon diesel fuel, or burned to make electricity, or even converted to hydrogen for fuel cells. It's low-carbon, and it also makes use of trash that eventually would decompose and emit methane, a powerful greenhouse gas. Hart reckons the climate law will drive people to his doorstep, people in search of clean energy who don't want to buy more permits from the state.
In the future, it's going to have a tremendous impact for us. Because we offset greenhouse gases, because we offset CO2, it's not quite a gold rush yet. But if the prices turn out to be good, it will become one.
The price for permits, that is. If they're high enough at today's auction, then businesses might buy his gasifiers or the fuel from them to lower their carbon footprint. Getting carbon out of energy will cost more, though ever since the law was passed, economists have dueled over how much, as well as how many new green jobs might be created. The California Chamber of Commerce supports the law but opposes the auction and has sued to invalidate it. The chamber's Lauren Kay says it's just a hidden tax.
The auction merely transfers wealth from the folks that are producing in the economy to the government, which is then going to use the proceeds for, whatever the politicians and the regulators deem is best.
Even the law's authors, like Dan Kamen, aren't sure how it all will work out.
What I'm most worried about is, where are our partners? Because this process needs to expand out so that industry is seeing this as a push to innovation and not just a penalty to be based in California. We've got to get other states, other municipalities partnering in.
California is gambling that green entrepreneurs will have to come to California. Several have come through the office of Tony Brunello. He studies green markets at a consulting firm, California Strategies, in Sacramento.
It's an exciting time. I don't think all of the businesses will make it here, but it's nice to see that with them coming in, I sort of see us again as the center of innovation for these low carbon technologies and opportunities.
With California ranked as the 8th largest economy in the world, it's going to be the largest climate experiment undertaken in the U.S. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.